Remember that hit song from the 80s that featured this chorus? And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more, just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. What sounds romantic in pop song fantasy would be painful in reality. Anyone who walks 1,000 miles would indeed fall down, thanks to the large blisters that would most likely form on the heels and soles of weary feet. Whether from playing too much basketball or jogging in ill-fitting sneakers, we've all had blisters. But what are blisters and how do they form? Blisters come in all shapes and sizes, and some are more serious than others. The typical jogging-related blister is a round patch of elevated skin containing a clear fluid. Blistering occurs when an upper layer of skin rubs against the underlying layer. As a space opens between the skin layers, chemicals cause the blood vessels in the area to leak and allow a clear fluid to seep out and fill the space between layers of skin. This fluid is a sort of clear plasma, or blood, without the blood cells. Blisters usually occur in the uppermost layers of skin and are normally harmless. Because the blood vessels are only made more porous but not actually damaged, red blood cells do not fill the blister. But if a blister does fill with red blood, it means the damage is more serious and should be carefully treated. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from PINCO. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.